DJ Scheme is approaching. Look at this man running up in this bitch. How you doing? Yo, this is my famous friend, DJ Scheme. Yo, this dude is famous as hell all of a sudden. How'd that happen? What's up, G?
I don't even know.
How did this happen? Scheme asked, why'd you give this guy so much clout? What happened?
I had to.
I had to. He said, I had to.
I had to.
Oh, my God. So, yo, I was just seeing you guys on tour at Juice WRLD the other day. How has this been? Like, this is one of the few times that I see the homies go on tour, and I'm legit jealous. I'm watching your stories, and I'm like,
it's not.
I hear about people going on tour with people they don't like all the time. Yeah,
I hear about that shit all the time.
You guys in Juice WRLD, Cole, it seems way too fun.
It's been smooth as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Revenge tour will always, always be like a memory, but this tour
is like the most comfortable tour we've ever experienced, honestly.
Yo, it blows my mind seeing you guys play venues that big. Like, it's one thing at a festival, but like seeing you guys just casually rock 7,000 people, I'm like,
casually now.
Bro, guys got big all of a sudden.
We have 15,000 tickets for fucking Hartford.
15,000 people in Connecticut.
Bro,
that trips me out.
Honestly, like, even like, I feel like all the shows that we've been having has been better than like my set here. You feel me? Because like more people show like more love.
I agree with what you're saying, though.
Yeah, that's it's what true. I heard. Because Juice WRLD's like headlining, but then he brings out Ski Mask in the middle of it. And I saw the energy, and it was like they were fucking hyped.
Every time.
That's
bro.
A fact.
Every yo. Time. That's a fact.
Yeah. Can I talk about what, as long as we talk about what we see on the Instagram stories? I love seeing you work out with your bodyguard.
Yeah. All right, so I'm working out.
Work out.
Working out.
Working out with Ant.
Yeah, you dig?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get, like, trying to get fit, trying to get, what's up? Trying to get to where I need to be in life, you know what I mean? Like, as happy as I can be.
You like, look good compared to Last Rolling Loud. You look like you lost some weight and shit. Yeah, am I right?
You was making fun of me for Last Rolling Loud, bitch.
Sorry. Yes, I was making fun of him because I said that X and you side by side, that you looked like the dad. Because X is
I did.
X is six-packed out, and you might have been sitting down a little bit. You had to take a little break.
I was sitting down a lot. But I'm working on a lot more now, trying to focus on a lot of more good shit in my life. So, yeah, everything's going good right now.
How do you explain how the come up that DJ Scheme has had over the last year? It's been amazing to see one of the bros turning into like a Diplo.
One of the dips.
One of the bros turning into one of the blows.
I mean, like, there's nothing we can really say, like, explain it by. It's just like Gabe is like one of the best DJs out here. Mm. Energy wise, putting himself out there wise, like working wise, you have to like, you can't count Gabe out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he might just get kicked out of One Oak real quick.
Fuck One Oak, they're racist. One Oak is a racist club.
Pulled up 30 deep and they were not having it. They called us ghetto. Let's be real.
But that wasn't us. We didn't pull up like that, bro. There was other people that we was with that pulled up like that.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we were saying was that when you're Scheme as a Slum God and DJ Scheme and Juice WRLD and you're on tour in L.A., it's impossible. You can't do anything because everyone lives there.
LA is always hectic.
I think it is a real bottle. Yeah, we drinking Bel Air. We sipping on Bel Air.
Sipping on Bel Air.
Yo, you know what? Since I hung out with you the other day,
Germany.
I listened to Pimpin' Ain't Easy by Kodak about 8,000 times.
Been
you made me realize how brilliant the lyrics.
That shit been, right? Bro, that's all I've been listening to. Kodak going crazy.
He said he traded in the spice for the bud. Was Kodak off the K2? That's what we need to know.
Nah, definitely not.
I feel like a lot of people in Florida used to do K2, though.
Yo, keep in mind, this is the first man who had us talking about Flocka.
True. I know for a fact he was nowhere near Flocka, though.
No?
Nah.
You never had a Flocka phase?
Hell no.
Times in my life.
Molly?
I'm going through it right now.
You're Molly phase.
Molly.
That's so cool.
Molly.
Hey, now DJ Scheme has a Slum God. They don't sell Molly no more. It's official. Audio Mac, we don't sell
you
Molly.
Remember
no more.
Huh? You remember that? You remember that?
You were on Molly? No, not really.
Nah, but we don't sell Molly. Oh, yeah, wait. That's a Makona song. But you don't remember X made a song about Molly?
What was it called?
White girl, Molly. You don't remember?
Nah.
Yes, sir, I do.
You took it a little too literal?
Molly. Nah, yeah, I did.
Yo,
told my dad I'm selling Molly.
Ninth grade.
Oh, right. Hey, yo, yeah. So tell me how it feels, honestly, right now. It's like, this is X's people. Like, this is... Never. It's crazy to even think that it's been almost a year, but these are X's people right here. Like, this is his fucking tribe. And
look at his face.
I'm over here trying to get deep. I picked a weird time to try to get serious there.
That's
sorry.
DJ Scheme, you're about to get kicked out of Rolling Loud, too. We drinking this?
That's impossible.
You can't get kicked out?
Never. Shout out to Tarek.
That's all I got to say, though, is that it's like, because you have a full DJ set playing X's catalog, right?
Yeah, it's going to be
good. I mean, it's just like, you can't even put into words how much this is such a reflection of what he really helped to create, I guess is how I can put it.
I'll be honest with you. It's like a beautiful thing. Like, I mean, like, as sad as it is, like, things like that make me realize that, like, him leaving early was kind of like his plan in a sense, and like he left all his, like, but not really just like his friends and his family, like he really left the world with a lot of blessings, and it's like something that you just got to take in and really like appreciate.
Definitely.
And that's what I've been doing, honestly. It's like, it's a beautiful thing, bro. Like, without him, without Ski and my friends, like I would be nothing, and I feel like without each other we would really never be shit anyway. So it's like, it's just a beautiful thing, like, to really like experience, you know. As sad as it is, you find the beauty in it too,
to be honest. It's like, I never knew that an artist, like, I never knew that an interview could mean that much to so many people. I never knew that an artist that was from this world.
That interview was the most meaningful interview out of every interview X ever had.
Ever. Because he didn't want to stop talking.
I know. People get on my ass about that. Like, why'd you stop him? They forget that it's like, yo, he was like a brand new rapper. It's like, what, am I supposed to do like 3 hours? Like,
no, just keep talking. Yeah. Please.
I regret that. I wish I had said, nah, just keep spilling your guts. But, you know, and even the music, too. Like, I never could have imagined, like, I was saying this to somebody here, I was like, you know, I had people coming up to me here, I was like, if the only thing that I ever did was interview X, it would be like that here, because like, to the people here, it's like his music, his specter is bigger than anything that any of us could have ever imagined. And that's why when I see you guys going and rocking these giant venues, that's such a good feeling, because it's like, all right, that spirit is still there, like,
that's
this shit is still
wanted.
Going
it's what he wants, you know. It's like, it's just all part of the plan.
He was too beautiful for this world to last too long, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, nah. Way too beautiful. He knew he was going to go early, and it was just like, I mean, you know, you never expect it to happen, for things to happen the way that they did, but, like, I feel like he prepared all of us, you know what I mean? If you really listen to his music,
definitely.
He really prepared us for, like, the worst, and it happened, you know?
Mm, yeah, but, hey, you guys are still keeping it alive, and I just want to say how much I appreciate it. It's a beautiful thing, you know?
Hell nah, yeah, we love you, bro. Awesome. You know,
we also appreciate
you.
Know,
you,
like,
yeah,
shit.
Bro, you
I appreciate
know that.
You. Yo, do-rag, head-ass, face-ass.
You think you're funny. I'm about to fire your ass up.
Oh, yeah, shit. You're going
to
Pompano Randy me real quick for these
Ooh,
dad
I'm about
shoes.
To joke, yo, daddy shoes.
Yo, why doesn't Pompano Randy performing at Rolling Loud? That's what I'm mad about.
Why doesn't he have a closing set? Like, he should be after Migos.
Easy.
Y'all niggas are crazy.
We are indeed.
Florida in the building. You did what I was saying.
What are you guys getting into tonight? Where are you going to the club or what?
I'm going to probably watch Juice's set, and then I don't really know. I don't know what's going on. What are you doing?
I know
I'm going
to get drunk. I'm going to watch Juice's set.
That's
and
happening.
Then that's, after, everything after that, I'm trying to
roll with the punches.
Yeah. I was about to say some cool, wild shit.
You trying to get your balls licked?
Never mind. Nah.
Grundle licked, butthole licked. How deep are you going to go?
This thing is crazy.
I don't know how far you're willing to go, my friend.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
No, I'm going to watch the Juice WRLD set, and then I think Juice WRLD going to the club.
We're going to the club.
Wow, that was cool. I'm going to do that every interview. It's lit. All right.
Beach.
Hey, I'm going to let you guys go, but I just want to say I really appreciate you guys. And it's still an honor watching the come up day by day.
Thank you, bro. It's an honor watching your come up every day, too.
Absolutely.
And
that's
I respect
true.
You guys keeping the drip going. Let's get the shoes up on the table. Look at drip on tour. Very important. Ski Mask raised his son well.
Right? Come on.
Shout out Bel Air. We're drinking all that shit.
Slat.
I'm about to take a
shot. Bitch. End it. Cut the fucking show.
Cut. Where Migos at? Get Cardi B up here. What up, Keys? How you feeling?